From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And the FDA has confirmed what a lot of people suspected. Bacterial soap isn't any better at killing bacteria than regular soap. In fact, it's worse because long-term use can cause bacterial resistance and hormonal side effects. And the agency is now going to require manufacturers to prove the benefits of their antibacterial products. So there's that. And there's more ammunition in the war over vitamins. An editorial out today in the Annals of Internal Medicine looked at three studies and concluded, case closed, vitamins have no clear benefit for people who eat well, and they shouldn't be used for chronic disease prevention. The editorial ends with the words, enough is enough. Dr. Lawrence Apple is professor of medicine and epidemiology at the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University and one of the authors of the editorial. Wow, Dr. Apple, pretty emphatic.
We were just restating what these studies found, but it's not just these studies. I mean, there's been really a long line of sort of disappointing results from trials. These statements have been made before by other people, but we just happened to have the opportunity to write an editorial and comment on it.
Well, the first study that you looked at of the three was a meta-analysis of 27 studies. So there's, you know, tons of work here. But it sounds like these studies were looking specifically at the effect of vitamins on mortality, whether they can prevent stroke or heart attack. And the conclusions were they couldn't?
Yeah. They found that there was no benefit from taking multivitamins, you know, at least in the population such as those residing in the United States.
Well, that's what critics are responding to. There are people who have come forward to say, well, but you looked at people who were well-nourished. What about people who don't have good diets?
Yeah, but these are the people that supplement manufacturers are targeting. They're often people who are eating well and get enough nutrients. I mean, there are populations in the world, many in less developed countries, where vitamin supplements, you know, are important, really important. But not in the United States, Canada, other places where diets are basically okay, at least in terms of micronutrients. It's not saying that the diets are perfect. You know, our diets can be improved, but the approach is not to take a pill.
Well, what about the other reasons people take vitamins? Not necessarily to prevent death, but to make them feel better while they're living, to lubricate the joints or make your skin better. Are there no benefits to vitamins?
Very equivocal. I mean, there have been studies that have examined quality of life. There really is not any evidence that it's any better than placebo. Evidence that supplements can improve joint function or symptoms is very weak, too. So there really is not a compelling database for people to take these supplements, many of which can be expensive and divert people from doing what they really should do.
Which is?
Being physically active. Take the money that they use on supplements and spend it on a pair of sneakers or a gym club or eating better foods.
Well, this is a huge multi-billion dollar industry. What are you hearing?
Well, I've heard from people, individuals who express in their own opinion that they've perceived some benefit. The problem is that we're dealing with, a product that has a mystique or how could vitamins not be beneficial? The term vitamin almost connotes value. So we're taking on firmly held beliefs, but it's based on shaky scientific evidence.
You mean the beliefs are?
Yeah.
Dr. Lawrence Apple, professor of medicine at the Bloomberg School of Public Health, Johns Hopkins, also a co-author of an editorial in the Annals of Internal Medicine that looked at several studies and concluded taking vitamins to prevent chronic disease is not worth it. Dr. Apple, thank you.
A pleasure to be on your program.
So Dr. Apple told us he's going into the witness protection program now. We, however, welcome your thoughts. Go to hereandnow.org. Love to hear what you think about this. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.